The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and thanks for tuning in this morning. We're still down at the Orlando ICAST show. That's where all the manufacturers for the fishing equipment for around the world come to display their wares and get a chance to look at it, see it, touch it, get a few samples here and there. But, you know, it's really a show where they're selling to your local dealers and tackle shops and things like that. But boy, can you see the gear. For 3 days, I didn't even see it all. That's how big of a show this was this year. It was a lot of fun, and I hope, we got a few interviews that we're going to be playing in the next couple of weeks, everywhere from some neat products to some couple of interesting things about, there was one I really was intrigued with. There's an apparatus that, you know, when you catch a fish from the deep water and you bring it up, and they call it bloated up, it's, you know, the air bladder is almost exploding. There's a way how you can return that fish back to deeper water and once again fight it again. It's kind of like catch and release in the deep. I thought it was a great one. And then in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be hearing from the high school national champion for the MLF. Program that they had. There was a national tournament for them. We'll begin hearing for her. But there's an awful lot of really, really neat stuff that I saw when I was down there and I really liked. Oh, my gosh. And like I said, it was just – and we'll keep you posted on it all because it was – I can't even tell you how much fun I had, okay? But let's talk about this week's show. Well, first of all, we're going to hear from our good friend, who else? Captain Tony, sitting on the dock of the harbor by his boat. As they say, I know, don't lose my job of singing someplace else. But he's sitting on his boat in the harbor there, Winthrop Harbor in Lake Michigan. We'll hear from him what's going on. Then Stan Tequila. You've heard Stan on our show before. He's from naturesmart.com. He's our resident expert on all things nature, and I do mean all things nature. And we're going to be talking about the monarch butterfly. You remember those beautiful little butterflies that you see flying around, you know, orange and black and stuff? Well, they're now on the endangered species list. That's right. We could all work to bring them back, and we're going to listen to Stan and hear about what we might be able to do to help bring them back. I've already started in my own backyard, so that's an important thing. And then Tammy Miller. I just like this woman. She is from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and she runs the IRAP, I-R-A-P. That's the Illinois Recreational Access Program. That's a mouthful of words. And they have thousands of acres of private land that you could get access to through her program that she started a number of years ago. This is very exciting. Some of these areas you can hunt. Some of them you can fish. You have shoreline access on rivers. And this is all private property. And you have to go through her program. It's a free program. And they set it all up with the owners. You don't contact the owners. You do all this through the IRAP program. And it is from turkey hunting to duck hunting. I mean, it just goes forever of all the things you can do on this private land that they've leased. But you have to go through this program. You just can't show up and say, oh, I'm going to hunt this land. That's not how it works. And then in our last segment, we're going to hear from my grandson Aiden's fishing report. I'm looking forward to hearing from him from West Michigan. And then we're going to get some other outdoor information out there so we can all hear about what's going on in the great outdoors. And, all I could say is I am excited about all the neat new fishing lures that are coming on the market, the fishing rods. I saw some really interesting things about one object was it was a rinsing thing where you can have 4 gallons of water where you can have it in a simple, easy-to-carry container, but it's under a pressurized item, and you can spray off, clean your coolers out, wash the kids down when they're full of sand on the beach. There's so many things I saw down here. I could probably make a show just talking about them. But we've got, like I said, a couple of things that will be coming up in the next 3 weeks I'm very, very excited about. Oh, and by the way, today at Muskie Tales, there's a memorial fishing tournament that is being sponsored by our friends at Blarney Bassmasters. And they are, it's going to go till about 2 o'clock this afternoon, the tournament, but they're going to have auctions and all kinds of stuff out there. So, hey, if you got the time, take a ride up there, up in the Chain of Lakes there, and, you know, maybe make a donation to this tournament because they're going to use all the money that they raise, what for? For a high school tournament in next spring for the kids so they can possibly win some scholarship money. I love it. But you know what? It's that time. I can hear the music playing. What? We're going to hear from Captain Tony. Captain Tony, what's going on?
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters with your Lake Michigan Salmon Fishing Report. Lately, if you're looking for kings, pre-dawn, 4 a.m. to dawn, I would work the hill, 60 to 90 feet of water, work it back and forth. After that, when the sun comes up, the big kings like to get shy and they like to disappear. Otherwise, there are good catches of fish. 130 to 160, and then there's another group in 170 to about 220, 230, steelhead, a lot of Lakers, a few browns mixed in, we're seeing them. Again, Dodgers and flies are working the best. Some spoons, some moonshine, some stingers, all Magnum spoons are running. Aquas, little boy blues, big 4-inch skirts behind a big metal Dodger, plastic Dodgers. Lake trout are taken just off the bottom, 200 down. Again, this is Captain Tony with Diamond Ghost Charters. You like Michigan Salmon Report? If you're interested in booking a trip, call the office at area code 847-838-2037 or visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. And remember, good fishing.
Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Ready? Pull. It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of 4 shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future.
So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat, or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and sparkle, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On the phone with me, I told him, I've got to say it, he's my brother from a different mother. Stan Tequila. Stan, how are you?
Doing good, Chauncey. How are you doing today?
I'm happy that I'm talking to you because I learn, I listen. It's just, it's not even an interview. This is a conversation that we have about the great outdoors. Because as sportsmen, we want to know more about what we see. You don't just say, well, I'm a big outdoorsman. No, you're not. You need to learn about botany and insects and this and that and everything. And as somebody said, all the ologies in the yep. outdoors. But yep. I want to ask you about, because I haven't seen any yet,
but they're going to be, you know, my favorite plants haven't bloomed in my backyard. The monarch butterfly, which needs help.
Yeah, the monarch butterfly is one of those critters, I'll just call it critter, that is near mind-blowing in how interesting, how unique they are. First of all, they're only found in the Americas. So they're only found here in Mexico. And by the way, did you know Mexico is part of North America? So it's only found here in North America. And it is just, but it's legendary. It's known around the world. The monarch butterfly is known around the world because of its legendary migration. Most butterflies, let me just back up, most butterflies don't migrate. They have a lifespan that goes very short, and they just reproduce with eggs, and that's how they get through the wintertime. Monarchs are unusual in that not only do they migrate, so let's just say at this time of year, summertime, the monarchs have been coming up from the south. They spent their winters in the mountains of Mexico, and then there's some places in Southern California, but those ones in California don't come up into the Midwest where we're located.
Mm-hmm.
So the monarchs in Mexico come up in the springtime, say in April or so, and they'll make it as far north as like Texas, Arkansas and such. They will lay eggs, and those females will die. Those eggs will hatch into tiny little caterpillars, go through seven stages of growth until they become a full-size caterpillar. That caterpillar then will go off and metamorphosis into a chrysalis. The chrysalis is that little green bag that kind of hangs there. Inside that green bag, that chrysalis, all the cells within the body of that caterpillar liquefy, rearrange, and come back as something completely different as the adult butterfly. The chrysalis then opens up, and from there comes the adult butterfly. Completely different animal, you know. Starts out as a caterpillar and turns into this butterfly. That generation of, that's the first generation of monarch, will then fly north. And they'll get as far as maybe Kansas or maybe southern Illinois, lay eggs, and die. And those eggs will then hatch in more caterpillars. And you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
And by the time it's hitting the Chicagolander, it's usually their third or fourth generation. I'm in Minnesota, and so by the time they hit Minnesota, there is like the fourth generation. And then those are the ones that show up in the summertime. They will last for a month or two here in the summer, and then in the fall, late summer towards fall, they will start to migrate and head south. So it's like the fifth generation where they live longer. They'll live upwards of 8 months, and those are the ones that will turn, fly south, go all the way down to Mexico. Can you imagine trying to, okay, five generations later, so your great-great-great-great-grandparents are the ones who were in Mexico, and now you have to follow their route and get down to Mexico and spend the winter there. How do they know where Mexico's at? How do they know when they've got there, they're in the right place? You know, it's five generations later. This is mind-blowing stuff. And then they will winter, they will spend their whole winter there, and in the spring come back up, again, into like Texas or so, lay eggs, die, and start the whole process over again. Truly remarkable animal.
All I'm going to say is, it's the term that I've stolen from Stan. Gee whiz, that's pretty cool.
This is a very remarkable thing. Now, the monarchs depend on milkweed plants. Milkweeds are a whole group, it's a whole family of plants that have a white, milky, latex-type sap inside of it. In that sap are cardiac glycosides. These cardiac glycosides are a chemical that causes your heart to race, a flush feeling, and nausea and vomiting. So, but for some reason, the caterpillars can feed on that those leaves, ingest those cardiac glycosides, and have no effect from it. But what they do is they'll wall off those chemicals into their body, turning that caterpillar and then later that butterfly into being toxic to other birds that may, or other animals that may eat them. And so it has always been said that the reason why the monarch is orange and black is to advertise that, hey, I'm poisonous because I've ingested these cardiac glycosides. Pretty cool story, right?
That's amazing. This is why Stan is on the show, everybody, because this is something we see every day, flying in the backyard, crawling in the backyard, flying over our heads, or you're out camping and you see something. I mean, these are so cool of an item that, you know, you're answering all my questions. And, you know, I remember how we used to take all the, you know, oh, you got to get rid of the milkweeds, you know, they're no good, or you got to rip them out, spray them. And now they want us to plant milkweed.
Yes. Yeah, milkweeds are what we need. And there's a variety that are really great for growing in your garden. For example, butterfly weed produces these big clusters of orange flowers. They're absolutely stunning. Swamp milkweed has clusters of red flowers, and they're easy to grow. They're not like finicky at all. And so they're great plants to have around. The common milkweed is found just about anywhere. So these are really good plants. And what you'll find when you grow that is that there's a whole community, a whole host of insects that only live on a milkweed. And you can see all that yourself just by growing it in your garden and observing what types of insects are on it. Because so the female, when she's out looking for monarchs, so she's mated and she's ready to lay eggs, she'll land on different leaves and she'll drum the leaf surface with her two front feet. And then she'll pick up the odor that comes off of that leaf with her antennae, and she's able to tell if she's on a milkweed or not. And then she'll, if she's on a milkweed, her abdomen, which is the long part in the back, will bend and go around the underneath side of the leaf and deposit a single egg. And a female can lay upwards of 500 eggs just for herself.
I'm sitting here with my jaw on the table. This is amazing. Yeah. This is why.
And this is just an insect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get back to this orange and black warning sign, okay?
Yeah.
So this is, it's always been said, if you read all the books, you know, when I went to college, this is the big thing was, it's a warning sign. And they take it one step further. The Viceroy butterfly, which is very similar to it, is slightly smaller but has the same orange and black markings. They say he's mimicking the monarch to gain the protection that the monarch has because, you know, everybody knows that the monarch is a poisonous butterfly. You don't want to eat it. And so, therefore, it is, you know, kind of a cool thing. Well, guess what?
What?
I don't agree with by the end of it.
Okay.
What kind of defense system is it if it worked after you're dead? So, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I never thought of it that way, yeah.
You're poisonous, and you're orange and black, and this is your defense system. And it cannot be a good defense system if the effects of it happen after you've already perished. So that doesn't do you any good for, you know, your survival now, does it? Well, so then people would say, well, it's an altruistic butterfly. It's doing it. It's sacrificing itself so all other butterflies can, all the other monarchs can live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big stretch for me. So when I was in college, I did a lot of studies on this theory. And in fact, what we did in the laboratory is we removed the head off of the monarch butterfly, showing that its brain has been basically removed. Believe it or not, the monarchs continue to live for upwards of 3 days, and they continue to function and act like they normally would, showing that there's really not a big thought process going on there. So being an altruistic butterfly, you know, I shall die so my brethren shall live, is probably not the right answer. So. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Everybody, yeah. We've been talking with Stan Tequila from NatureSmart.com. He's an author, a naturalist, a wildlife photographer. You can learn this so much from his website, NatureSmart.com. I've known him for many years, and it is my honor that he's back on the show because you know what? The more each one of us learn about the great outdoors, the more we appreciate the great outdoors. Thanks, Dan.
All right, Chauncey, talk to you next time.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat, or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
Ready? Pull! It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic, being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of 4 shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This is Bill Piscitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I have been accused that this is my favorite department in the Department of Natural Resources. And I'm speaking with my dear friend Tammy Miller, who runs, or I should say, yeah, you run this department, right, Tammy?
Yeah, the program, yeah, the Illinois Recreational Access Program. I've been with it since its inception in 2011.
Yeah. So
happy to hear it's your favorite, Chauncey.
And the short acronym is IRAP. You know, feel like
we're going to... IRAP, IRAP.
Yeah, we're going to break into a... We're going to break into a song here in a minute. But really, IRAP is the one program with the state of Illinois that you can reserve a place to go fishing, hunting, etc., on maybe even camping, but we'll ask that question, on private land in the state of Illinois, since it's owned by 90% of the people. The state is owned by, you know, so many people. The thing here is you just let out, open the door for people to sign up for what, Tammy?
So right now we're taking deer applications for archery deer hunting and new shotgun hunting on private property. IREP actually has about 28,000 acres leased throughout the state. And we have about a little over 16,000 acres leased for archery deer hunting and new shotgun hunting in, I think, 42 counties.
Yeah. I mean, this is amazing. And this is the coolest thing. This program, and Tammy will say how we sign up for it, but you don't talk to the farmers. The rule of this is you leave the farmers alone. He knows who's coming out, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, you know, you're going to, and you have a specific days that you can deer hunt for youth and archery on these properties. And, you know, this is so cool because you're giving access to hundreds and hundreds of, over the years, thousands of people who've never would have been able to find private land to hunt in Illinois.
Absolutely. So we started in 2011, like I said earlier, and what we do with IRAP is we're kind of the middle person. It's a program within the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and we lease these properties from private landowners. They either don't hunt it themselves, they may be absentee landowners, or they hunt some of the activities, but not everything. We only do archery deer and use shotgun deer. We do not do firearm deer for adults at all during the firearm season. But in return for these landowners, we give them a little bit of a lease money, and then we also write a habitat plan for them, management plan, and we will assist them with managing that property. It takes a long time on some of these. Some of these are pretty big in size, but we knock off on the habitat plan different things. A lot of them just need a good burn, some timber stand improvement, invasive species removal. That's a big one as well to get in there. But so it's a win-win for the landowner, the hunter, and the habitat and the wildlife. Deer hunting is one of our really big activities. We have 380 opportunities this year to go hunting. That includes our youth archery, our adult archery, as well as our youth shotgun season in the first or that second weekend in October. But these landowners are fantastic. Again, we are the middle person, so we ask that the hunter not talk to the landowner and vice versa. The landowner doesn't have to come out and show the hunter where to go or anything like that. We do that all for you. If you are chosen in our lottery, we send you a map, directions on how to get there, the lat, long, where to park. There's a parking sign. You have, for archery deer, you'll have the site to scout at the same time, not beforehand, but 15 or 16 days. We do it in the month of October. So we have two hunting periods. You may choose October 1 through the 15th or October 16th through the 31st. We leave the month of November alone. A lot of our landowners want to do the firearm season, so we leave that alone. And then we come back again December 16th through the 31st and also have that as an archery hunting period as well on these sites.
Mm. And see, this is so cool that you're able to do this with the landowner. I mean, the landowners, because everybody says it's so hard to get land to go hunting on. And yeah, it is. I trust you. I've lost many times over. I get to hunt it for a year, and then somebody says, no, we're not going to hunt it. We're going to lease it to a group of people or whatever. And I mean, I go hunting just like you on state properties and stuff, but this has given the kids an opportunity to go out for their deer hunt, whether it's their first deer hunt or second deer hunt, who cares? But you're giving the opportunity to the youth to go out. And I, you know, if you're any kind of a sportsman, you don't have to catch the biggest fish. You don't have to shoot the biggest deer. If you're with a kid who shoots the deer, you just chalk that up. Get a picture, put it on your wall. That's that's the prize. Letting the kid. you know?
We really focus a lot on families getting out and enjoying the outdoors. We do give preference to our youth hunters. So if we have a youth archery hunter and we have a seasoned hunter wanting the same site, we will give it to our youth hunter if they haven't hunted before.
Yeah.
And then our first-time hunters, we're really wanting to get more adults back into hunting. I mean, it's something that we did a long time ago, a lot of us. And a lot of our adults aren't hunting anymore. Either they didn't have anybody to teach them or want to learn. That's another program we have at DNR is Learn to Hunt. So if you are an adult and you want to kind of get into hunting and see what it's about, whether it's squirrel hunting or turkey, deer hunting, anything like that, rabbit hunting, upland game, our Learn to Hunt program is a great resource to go to and then learn how to do that. They'll also teach you how to cook and clean your game as well. And then you could pop on over to IRAP and find a site to go hunting. We offer not only the deer hunting, but we have youth turkey season in the spring, and then we also lease for seasons 3 and 4 in the spring as well, the April and May seasons, both south and north zone. We have squirrel hunting, which will be starting August 1st. And that one, you go online and just make a reservation for one of our sites. There's no lottery for that. It's first come, first served with your reservation. We have waterfowl coming up. We'll start taking applications for waterfowl come August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
We hunt in November and in December for waterfowl. We'll hunt the sites Thursday through Monday, and we let them set on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So you'll get a site for 5 days. We've just added about 6 more waterfowl sites. So that's really up and coming in our program is waterfowl as well. We also have some rabbit hunting in December and upland game. We have a few sites that have some pheasant. We don't put pheasant out. They're actually wild pheasants. And some sites have some quail. We also manage for that habitat as well and trying to increase the size of the coveys or the number of coveys in those areas and the number of pheasant as well. So, and we have fishing. Fishing is April through September. That's an online reservation. You just go on. You can make up to 3 reservations for one of our fishing ponds. They're ponds on private land. And those are always fun to fish out of, especially if you have a family. And, you know, you can 4 of you go out there and for the day and go fishing. So a lot of opportunities. You can see them on our IRAP website as well.
Cool. The, you know, the thing is, first of all, before I say anything more, I need to get more information about the Learn to Hunt program because I need to become part of that program.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's a great program.
It is. But, I mean, you know, if you think about it, you know, in the spring, you've got places for turkey hunting and then waterfowl hunting. Oh, my gosh. All I can say is, you heard the line, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what's said in a waterfowl blind stays in the waterfowl blind. I mean, it is so much fun.
Yeah, and, you know, for all of you that go out and you do the waterfowl drawings, I think it's the end of July coming up here real soon. If you don't get taken, you know, you don't get a blind, come check out IRAP, and we'll put you on one of our sites, and you can check that out. You can leave your decoys out for the all 5 nights or four, it'd be 4 nights, the 5 days. Leave them out overnight. It's pretty easy. I can't guarantee you're going to have always something flying in. These are wetlands. They're not along the river. We might have one along the river. Honestly, I can't remember all of them. But most of them are just wetlands. We construct the blinds, so they're very primitive blinds. They typically have a floor and some sides. A couple of them might have a roof on them, so you might want to take some of that artificial netting and bring that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have dog boxes as well, and they don't have any seats. So you want to bring a seat as well, unless you just want to stand up. But I prefer a seat.
Yeah. You, trust me, you're going to want to sit down on this.
Yeah.
But I just think this is so cool that we're able to get people out. Your dog, I know, wants to be part of the conversation. That's okay.
Yeah, that's what happens when you work remotely sometimes.
Hey, that's okay. I've had kids crying enough when I've done interviews. So.
That's great.
But, I mean, this is such a cool thing, you know. And, once again, if you're not knowledgeable of hunting, this Learn to Hunt program, I think you tie the two of them in together, and you're on the money. And it just – and these aren't like, well, what, am I going to get a piece of land that has nothing on it? No. Remember what she said. They're working with the farmer to improve the habitat. And the farmers feel so strongly about getting people properly involved in the outdoors, that they let them, you go on their property, and the, you know, the state is covering them insurance-wise, heaven forbid, if anything would happen. You know, right. It's just, you know, Tammy, I am like, if the other states in this country don't do it, they're stupid. I shouldn't
say
that.
Other states do? Yeah, we do this through a grant from USDA, and other states have the opportunity to apply for a grant. They let each state put their public access program together that mm-hmm. works best for that state. So we're different from a lot of your walk-in public access programs because a lot of our landowners don't have the, you know, 5,000-acre spread.
Yeah.
So we lease typically 40 acres or more. Most of these sites are in the range of 40 to 60 acres that you'll get to hunt deer on. Not all of them are that size, but on average, I would say they're 50 acres or so. There might be some that are a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But we look at that. We look at deer activity before we sign them up. We want to make sure that you have an opportunity to at least see the deer.
Mm-hmm.
Same with turkey, but we all know game moves, so we can't guarantee it, but we have criteria that we look at before we sign a site up, hoping to give the hunter the best opportunity possible or the angler a chance to catch fish.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that people should realize, that even if you have a small piece of land that's 5 acres that you have leased from someone, I know people who own 5 acres. That's all they own. But the things that are like you with IRAP, that are planted, that are worked with, that are, you know, groomed to attract deer, every year this guy does that on his property. Every year he gets 2 deer.
Oh, my.
Every year. Wow. 5 acres. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, we don't do that small of acreage. A lot of, mm-hmm. and he's probably a very good hunter, too. And I will say we do not put out food plots, although some of our landowners do have food plots out.
Mm-hmm.
They all vary on the land. Some of it, if it's a new release, it does need a lot of work. And so it might be really thick to go through at this time, mm-hmm. especially if it's a lot of bush honeysuckle in it. But we're working to get that, and it does take time. For us to get through it, we do have 2 strike teams that are on the ground that help us out with some of these sites, so then we contract out some of the work as well, and we help pay a portion of that to get it done. We have a couple burn crews, and we do a lot of prescribed burning on these sites as well. And if you are out in deer hunting in November and you see some planes flying over, most likely a helicopter, we might be doing some aerial spraying for bush honeysuckle, because that's really successful for our program to cut the bush honeysuckle down.
Mm-hmm.
On these sites.
And you love getting photos.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Please send us your photos. We love photos. We love the stories we hear. We've heard so many wonderful stories. We've had parents get involved in hunting for the first time and then bringing their kids out for their first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of parents especially are excited that you can go on private land with a youth hunter. When you're on the public land, sometimes you don't know where everybody's at out there. It's kind of a free-for-all, a little bit more scary.
Mm-hmm.
And even for a first-time hunter, I know myself, being a first-time hunter last year for turkey and deer, it's a little intimidating. I don't want other people hearing me try to cluck or you know, try to get a gobbler in, I might be making a mistake, you know, or scare their turkey off. So it's kind of nice to go on your, you know, there's not going to be anybody around you in those 40 acres,
mm-hmm.
Which is really, really, really kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
I will say for deer hunting, though, we need to get your application in by 5 p.m. on August 10th. We have an online application. If you go to our IRAP webpage, you'll see everything there. It's very self-explanatory. And then we do have an IRAP email address for any questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a piece of paper and a pen, I'm going to give that to you. That would be dnr.irap@illinois.gov.
All right. Repeat that again for me, please.
Yes. That is dnr.irap@illinois.gov.
Sounds good. And if you're looking to do this, trust me, this is one of the greatest programs you will ever be part of with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, whether it's the deer hunting or fishing a private land from along a river or who knows what. Check out the IRAP program in Illinois, because you know what? You'll become a fan of it just like I am. Tammy, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Chauncey. And real quick to back up, we do not allow camping. So I just want to let you know there is no camping on these sites in the overnight stay. Mm-hmm. We made that deal with the landowner, so I'll pass that on. But we really look forward to everybody trying to try out IRAP, and we do a survey at the end, so let us know how you did. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear the stories.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chauncey. Great to talk to you again.
Okay, you're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Ready? Pull. It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter, or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their five-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman.
at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com, and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hand of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
The bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed, you know, Stanta Kayla and, of course, Tammy Miller and that great IRAP program. You cannot miss that program if you are looking to do something on some private land and for free with the state of Illinois. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, let's talk about a couple of things that are happening in the great outdoors. First of all, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, as Tammy mentioned, they have 16,400 acres of private land for the fall 2022 deer season through the IRAP program. That's 380 public access deer hunting sites in 42 counties. Sites are available during the youth shotgun period in October and for archery deer hunting during the entire month of October and the later half of December. So remember, there is no cost to this, but you have to apply. You have to do, you know, your due diligence and some of the paperwork probably to, if there's too many people that are looking for that. Then up in Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting the first of their several educational hunting webinars beginning July 28th for members of the public that are new to hunting or just hunting curious. The webinars are in partnership with the National Wild Turkey Federation, Pheasants Forever, and Becoming an Outdoors Woman. This series is designed for those interested in learning more about hunting, fishing, and trapping. I'm there. Sounds good to me. I hate to say that to everybody, but it sounds like a great deal and a lot of fun to learn more. Then up in Michigan, they're starting to see a lot of Michigan is getting into a drought conditions, the summer drought conditions, and the intermittent rainfall. Some areas have gotten rain, a lot of areas haven't. So please be careful. You have to watch your fires out there and also check if you can have open fires in certain areas because they may wind up having some of those areas banned. And that's always a tough thing. Now let's hear from where? The Aiden Fishing Report. Yes, my grandson Aiden, and this is being brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. You know what? Give them a call and say, hey, thanks for sponsoring the Aiden Fishing Report. He says, Papa, we have been spending a lot of time on the boat while Dad has to go to work. Nice kid. Hey, I just remembered, you're at that ICAST show in Orlando. Isn't that where all they have that free stuff they have to pick up? Well, if I get hot up here, I just jump off the boat in the Lake Michigan and cool off. Ha, ha, ha. Perch fishing was pretty spotty. We got a few fish in 70 feet of water, but there was not a lot of fish caught. Dad, Sis, and I caught a few lake trout around 100 feet of water. We heard the pier anglers were catching some steelhead on shrimp, and once in a while they did get a drum, also on the same shrimp. And they also caught drum on night crawlers and everything else, it seemed like. But they said they're not catching a lot of fish. Uncle Tom went back to the St. Joseph River with his buddy Rusty, and they said the piers were on the slow side for steelhead, but the drum were pretty active right now.
He also said that the perch fishing was slow out in the lake. The fish were deep and very spread out all over, so they had a hard time trying to find them. The salmon guys were catching a few fish around 100 feet of water, Uncle Tom said. Hey, at that fishing show, I said you get free stuff. Don't forget your favorite fishing magician hockey star. Oh, my God. Your favorite fishing magician and hockey star, and bring me some stuff back up to Michigan. I love you bunches. Know that. Your fishing magician, Aiden. The Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks. I don't read this until right when I read it with everybody, so I have no idea what he's going to say. But once again, thank God of our friends at Waterworks Marine who bring the report to you every single week. Hey, up at Wren Lake, this is sponsored by the Wren Lake Area Tourism, WrenLake.com. Cats are still unbelievable. Nighttime and early morning fishing is best for those catfish. Crappie are a little bit deeper because it's hot out there. That lake temperature is about 90 degrees, and they don't even have a power plant on it. White bass are and fat bluegills and bass are all best early in the morning, and then they drop down, and on cloudy days or misty days, you can catch fish throughout the day. But it's just too hot after 10 a.m. to go out there. Large minnows, leeches, dip baits are stuff for those cats, and you're doing quite well there. Well, up on the chain where Blarney's of Bassmasters have that big fishing tournament for raising money for the high school tournament next year. They're saying a lot of stripers are going out there. Some good guilds, even bass in the 2 to 3 pound class, are being taken. That's a good sign. Cook County Forest Preserves, bass are popping. Minnows under a bobber. Bullhead are active and bluegill of all sizes are good. But you're once again fishing very early and very late because it's just hot. That, I will believe that, my friends. I will believe that. You're also seeing some activity on the rivers. Some rivers are a little bit on the slow side. Illinois River, you need to work the deepest cuts you can find and make sure you stay bottom contact in that area. We received a report from northern Wisconsin that the muskie fishing has been doing pretty decent. Not a lot of huge fish, but guys are catching bass on topwater baits early in the morning. Some of them are using suckers with that stinger hook and setting a quick hook, and that way they're catching fish a little more faster, so and the fish aren't hurting themselves. So that's another good sign to see. In northwest Indiana, they're catching some salmon, but it's slowed down a little bit. And perch fishing, if we get some better winds, that action will definitely improve, and a lot of places will catch more fish. Well, like I said, I had a lot of fun down here in Orlando, which I'm finishing up today and heading on home, so I'm excited about that. But, oh, I can hear the flute playing, which means it's coming time for my Native American proverb. This one comes from my friend Apensui Majowat, and he says, regard heaven as your father, earth as your mother, and all things as your brothers and sisters. Regard heaven as your father, earth as your mother, and all things as your brothers and sisters. How very, very true. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and like us on Facebook, everyone. Bye.